towards Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhi salam, that kuna lizalime khasman walil mazlume awna. Be an enemy towards the oppressor and a supporter towards the oppressed. This is the minimum what we can do. I salute all of you who have been staging this protest, this sit-in protest in front of the Pakistani consulate here in Manhattan. This is the minimum we can do for our fellow Mu'min brothers and sisters who are slaughtered in a cold-blooded massacre by the Wahhabi terrorists and who are supported by the imperialist powers. And we condemn all those Wahhabi terrorists, and we condemn those powers who are supporting them, and our hearts are with all those Mu'min brothers and sisters who have been brutally killed, not only in the recent event in Quetta, but all the rest of the shuhada who have been martyred in various parts of our country, Pakistan. It's our responsibility, brothers and sisters, to condemn collectively in a unified way under the leadership. We condemn these atrocities and we must support the oppressed people, and we are proud to side with the oppressed people. And like I said, every day there is an increase of orphan children in our community. Every day we find there are more women who are turning into widows. It's our responsibility to remember them and perform our duties and fariza towards all of them. This is the minimum. If any Shia is slaughtered in any corner of the world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is definitely going to ask me and you, what did we do towards our fellow Mu'min brother? We also believe in the walayat of Imam Ali alayhi salam. What did we do towards our fellow believers who believe in the walayat of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and they were slaughtered only because of the fact that they believe in the walayat of Ahlul Bayt? This is our responsibility to condemn these atrocities. It's our responsibility to spread the word. It's our responsibility to reach out and to send letters of protest as much as we can to as many authorities as we can. We condemn the government of Pakistan for their inability towards this issue and malhandling of the issue. And we condemn the Pakistani army, and we condemn the Pakistani Chief Justice for not being able to rein in these terrorists. They are incapable. They have proven with their actions that they are incapable to provide basic security to the citizens of Pakistan. We the Shias are the most peaceful citizens in the world. We are the most peaceful people. We believe in peace. We have been playing the most significant role in the creation of Pakistan. We are Pakistanis, and we are the ones who are defending the country of Pakistan. And these Wahhabi terrorists are the ones who are the enemies of Pakistan. And this has to be identified. We have to expose these terrorists. We need to keep our morale high. We need to keep our iman and tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need to unify under the leadership of Islam. Unless and until we get unified under the leadership of Islam and have a unified stance towards these atrocities and acts of barbarism, we can never succeed collectively as an ummah. We are part of one ummah according to the hadith of Rasulullah, and the Prophet has made it very clear. We are like kal jasadil wahid. We are just like one body. You know, if any part of the body feels the pain, the whole body is in the suffering. If there is a pain in my finger, I can't say I have nothing to do with that. There is no careless behavior in Islam. Our careless behavior takes us out of the limits and bounds of Islam. Because, you know, a Muslim considers himself to be part of the body, one body in the Islamic Ummah. Just like one thing happened to my finger, I can't say this is related to my finger. I have nothing to do with that. Well, finger is part of my body. Look at the beautiful example the Prophet has mentioned. So it is very easy for us to understand the concept of one ummah. The borders had been declared by the human beings, not by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are part of one Islamic greater ummah. And anything that happens to any member of Islam, any follower of Ahlul Bayt in any corner of this world, he's like part of my body. And we need to feel the pain. And we need to be, you know, proactive towards defending our fellow Mu'min brothers and sisters. And we pray for all those Mu'min brothers and sisters Definitely we pray who have been staging these sit-in protests in Quetta specifically, in that kind of environment, after that terrorist activity, they are showing such high courage and sitting there for long extended hours. And those fellow Mu'min brothers and sisters who are sitting in Karachi, who are sitting in Islamabad, who are sitting in Lahore, in every major area, and putting the pressure on this corrupt government and these corrupt politicians of Pakistan who have been playing with the lives of the followers of Ahlul Bayt. And with the lesson we learned is that first of all, we need to unify under the leadership. Second of all, we need to protest over the zulm and not stay silent. Not let go of this zulm to continue and to happen. And we see it silent spectators. We cannot tolerate that in the Islam of Ahlul Bayt. And third of all, we need to continue providing our support to the innocent civilians who have been victimized by these terrorist activities. And fourth of all, we need to spread the word to our fellow community members here in New York and everywhere else where we may be living and reaching out to, so that our Mu'min brothers join hands and continue to perform this fariza, because social and political obligations can only be performed with the collective approach, not the individual approach. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give the tawfiq to all of you to continue being resilient and steadfast on the path of the walayat of Ahlul Bayt, and to continue to support the oppressed people and the oppressed masses, and to continue providing our support and performing our fariza towards our Mu'min brothers and sisters who are defending the azadari of Imam Mazlum Sayyid al-Shuhada alayhi salam, those brothers and sisters who are defending the Imam Bargas, those brothers and sisters in Pakistan who are defending the masajid, and those brothers and sisters who are working hard to make sure that our izzat, our dignity as a Shia community, as a Muslim community, as a follower of Ahlul Bayt is protected, and no terrorist can dare to